This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
The ungrateful few who tangle inside don't care where they're born. They're grown up wild.
That's the title song from Tift Merritt's 2002 solo debut, Bramble Rose. It made many year-end best-of lists at the time and has been covered by Eagle Don Henley. Now, Yep Rock Records is re-releasing it on special limited edition vinyl, and Tift will be playing all the songs from Bramble Rose at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight. Tift joins me now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's it feel like to look back at a record?
I mean, there's something really sweet about taking a second to look back, and that time is very tender and precious to me. I mean, there's also something very uncomfortable about it because creatively, I think you look back at your own work and you see...
You're too critical.
I wouldn't say I'm too critical, but I am critical. I mean, it's a little like looking at a picture of yourself as a teenager or something.
That old high school yearbook. What prompted it?
The 10-year anniversary of Bramble Rose would have been 2012. And when that rolled around, this was certainly something that I had thought about doing. But that period of time was sort of crazy with current releases. And in the time leading up to that 10-year mark, I actually had not had a manager and had not had a label, and there were a lot of pieces that didn't really fall together. So I had sort of put it on the back burner after that. And then when Don Henley covered it, it sort of had another moment of light fall on it. And then Yep Rock wanted to put it on vinyl. It seemed like the right time to get back together and sit around the campfire and remember those times.
Good woman, nobody knows.
For me, what is most interesting is that previous to making this record, I was writing a lot of short stories and a lot of prose, and I have always thought of myself as a writer more than a musician. Maybe now, 14 years later, I've played enough gigs that is different. But there are so many 5-minute songs on this record, and I find that kind of an interesting flaw, where they are somewhat more akin to short stories than they are to 3.5-minute pop songs. I can remember talking with Ethan Johns and people around me about, you know, don't you think you should cut that verse or something like that? And I would go, are you crazy? And of course, I was totally wrong, and they were right.
And we should tell people Ethan Johns produced that record.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite song on this record, or is it too hard to do that?
No. I don't know that I have a complete favorite, but I think for me, Bramble Rose is certainly a song that has walked with me into this phase of my life, and I think it's supposed to make you happy. And Sunday, they feel very much like me. They feel very honest. They feel simple, but also complicated.
Sure.
And I still love playing them, and I wonder how something like that came out of me at that time.
Oh, my love was supposed to make you happy, supposed to make you happy all the time. Supposed to make you happy, supposed to make you happy all the time.
I think people have a value system as makers, you know, that is reflected in their work, and you just sort of over time see what's interesting and important to them. And I see, when I look back at this record, I see those seeds, some not so formed and some, you know, kind of sprouting from the ground. And I think when I cross over or Sunday or Supposed to Make You Happy, finding something profound in the subtle of the everyday is something that I was really after and something that remains a very important thing in my value system as a writer.
As we're going out, I'm going to play Neighborhood just because it's such a chuggin' great song.
Thank you.
And you know, that one is, that's a little more rock than a lot of the stuff
on
this record.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, we were when we were coming along at that time, we were really a bar band. And we were a bar band that was trying to make, or a club band that was trying to make the transition into being a recording band. And I think there is such a great energy that comes from playing live in a bar and participating in that. And it doesn't always resonate well when you stand it still and take a picture of it in a studio. I think that was a transition we were trying to figure out how to make. And I think that Neighborhood energy was really, really important.
Tift Merritt's Bramble Rose is being re-released by Yep Rock Records on special limited edition vinyl. She'll be playing the songs at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight. Thanks for stopping by, Tift.
My pleasure. I saw you with somebody that you don't love. You like to show her off. You like to think highly of. These are mistakes that you made. She's a friend of a friend. Pretty fight in a dress. Just a goodbye.